Ants take a very communal approach to eating. The vast majority of the colony, including workers and first and third stage larvae, are only capable of ingesting liquids. This seems hard to believe when you consider the large mandibles and aggressive behavior of workers. But if you think back to the appearance of an adult ant, you'll remember the constricted waist, or petiole, comes before the gaster, which is where most of the important digestive apparatus is found. If an ant were to eat a seed, for example, how would that seed be able to pass through that narrow constriction? The answer is to consume liquids. But how do you turn solids into liquids? Well, foraging workers locate food and carry it in their mouths in a special pouch called the infrabucal pocket. Solid food is passed to the fourth stage larvae, who can ingest it and pass it back to the workers in liquid form, earning them the nickname the stomach of the colony. Workers store liquid food in their crop and pass it to other colony members in a process called trophallaxis. Queens rely on queen-tending workers to feed them. In fact, there are 3 to 4 workers that pass the food up the chain to the queen before she is fed. This serves as a protective measure, reducing the likelihood that queens will eat something dangerous.